I'm out in our larger studio now, just outside of our studios in the theater space of the Children's Museum. We did this last year, and it was amazing. Imagine four different elementary schools. These students don't see each other daily. In fact, they don't see each other all that often. They each have their own orchestra group at the schools, and then they come together, the four schools, for a combined performance, and you're going to get to hear them. They are students from Highcliffe Elementary, McIntyre, Ross, and Westview Elementary Schools, all of the North Hills School District. Everybody's in sixth grade, I do believe, and they are the combined North Hills Elementary Schools Orchestra. That's a beautiful opening number, and I know it's got one real name, Shut Up and Dance, but let me turn to Mrs. Craig. You have a nickname for that song?
Yes. In class, we like to call it Please Refrain from Speaking and Dance.
That's a more polite way of saying it. Let's meet a couple students from the North Hills Elementary Schools Combined Orchestra. What's your name and what elementary school do you go to?
I'm Zach Fritz, and I'm from Ross.
And what instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
And what do you like about playing the violin in general? And I'm curious what you like about playing in a big orchestra.
I think it's a good way to like play with all my friends and like just like do some music together.
What else do you like to do?
I like to play soccer, tennis, and swimming.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you, Zach. And what's your name?
I'm Josie Loris, and I go to McIntyre Elementary.
And what instrument do you play?
I play the cello.
When did you know you liked playing the cello?
Well, I played the violin in fourth grade, and then I switched to the cello in fifth grade because I thought, I don't know, I don't really like the violin that much.
And what do you like more about the cello? It's important to find the instrument you like.
I like the sounds that the cello makes more than the violin.
What else do you like to do?
I like to play softball and basketball and volleyball.
You both have a lot of sports between the two of you. If somebody was thinking of taking up a musical instrument, maybe, and this question is for both of you, maybe another student that has never played an instrument or even an adult, would you recommend they try it and why?
Yeah, I would, because it's a good way to, like, interact with people, like Zach said, and learning music is really fun, and it can, like...
It can open up doors, it sounds like. Excellent. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. And Zach, what would you say, advice to somebody who is considering picking up an instrument?
I would say just if you get frustrated, just keep playing. Just it will come. It just takes a little bit of time.
I see a lot of nods behind you. Thanks to both of you. It's nice to talk with you. What's the next song that we're going to hear?
Our next song is titled The Final Countdown, which is a popular song. I'm sure a lot of people will know it.
If you're just tuning in, we have the combined orchestras from North Hills School District. These are sixth graders, some 60-plus sixth graders here from Highcliff, McIntyre, Ross, and Westview Elementary Schools. This is known as their 2019 tour, and we're going to get all set to go. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio stations as well as streaming services on your audio device of choice. And we've done the final countdown to Final Countdown. That is the North Hills Combined Elementary School Orchestras. They are orchestra combined of four different elementary schools. So we're going to talk with some more students who are going to join us. And here's the first of those. Hi, what's your name?
Cameron.
And what school do you go to?
Ross.
Nice to meet you, Cameron. What else do you like to do in addition to playing music?
I like to play golf and deck hockey.
How are you at golf? Are you playing like full golf or par three?
I'm doing a 9-hole golf, like par three and par fours.
That's great. What's your longest drive so far?
Close to 200 yards, maybe.
How much?
Maybe somewhere around 100 yards.
100 yards or a couple? I heard you say 200. Have you gotten that high? That's great.
I've gotten close to that.
That's fantastic. What instrument do you play?
The cello.
And we were talking earlier about the cello. Are there things? When did you decide you wanted to play it?
Fourth grade.
Did you play a different instrument before?
No, just cello.
Excellent. Is there another student we're talking with? Oh, okay. So thank you for being with us. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, thanks.
Okay, thanks. I thought we might have had one more in between here. And you did a great job. Tell me a little bit about the music program. End up teaching. We're talking with Allie Craig at all of the schools, and then you bring them all together. How do you do that? That's a pretty challenging task, I think. These are all great musicians, but they don't get to see each other every day, or probably not even every week.
No. So the last time we played together was in March for our last concert. And we played the last two songs at a concert. The next few songs that you'll hear are something that we've worked together in class, but we haven't really played all together as a group. And we usually meet twice a week. And these are great kids. So they pick up the music really, really quickly. This is actually some tough music that we're learning this year. And I'm very proud of them, and they're doing such a great job.
Well, and being able to combine students from the same grade level across all four schools gives you enough for a pretty full sound, too.
Absolutely. This is, I think, the first year that we have the most amount of basses. And basses are very hard to find because it's tough to find a kid who wants to play an instrument that is taller than you. So this year we have four basses who are doing really, really well. And next year, when they move to the middle school, there'll be one big class. So this is kind of a feel for them of what it's going to be like next year.
That's a great way to build a strong orchestra in middle and high school, too. The North Hills Elementary School's combined orchestras. Now, next, I think, do you have a subset of the group ready to play?
Yes. So this next song is played by a few kids who, at every school, they went to this festival this year called Stringfest. And this is a festival hosted by PMEA, which is Pennsylvania Music Educators Association. This is one of the songs that they played, and it was a full-day festival with students in other schools in Allegheny County. And we came all together from different schools, became one giant orchestra, and had a concert. And I think it was on March 1st. So they haven't played this song together in a while as well.
Well, this will be enjoyable to hear, and I believe it's called Viking. So we have now, once again, this time, a group of students. We have 11, if I counted correctly, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. Now that I've done I've been audited, 12 altogether with Viking. Viking from the North Hills Elementary School. Schools, I should say, of the combined orchestras. And we've got a couple people, one person to talk to coming up. It's you. What school are you representing?
Westview.
And what instrument do you play?
Violin.
And tell me a little bit about Mrs. Craig and how she teaches it. I'm just curious, does she make it fun to learn these songs?
She's an awesome teacher and she makes it a lot of fun. I enjoy going to orchestra.
Can you give me an example or two of what makes her such a great teacher?
Well, she's not particularly strict, which is nice, and she also is very funny.
That sounds like great qualities for a teacher. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
A scientist.
Do you know in what area?
A marine biologist.
How come?
Because I really like the water. I like to swim, and I really like dolphins, too.
Well, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. I meant to ask what else you enjoy doing. You mentioned swimming, but do you have any other activities you like?
Not really. I mean, I like to play violin, I guess.
Great. Well, thank you. Nice to meet you. Now, the next song I think needs no introduction, and I think Mrs. Craig is ready to go. Once again, we have from four different elementary schools, and I want to be sure we name them, Highcliff, McIntyre, Ross, and Westview, each in the North Hills School District with the North Hills Combined Elementary Schools Orchestra here on the Saturday Light Brigade. Beautifully done, New York, New York. I especially liked the tempo being kept by the bass there, the bass is, which is not easy to do during a song like this, to keep it all moving without wanting to speed up or get faster. You kept it nice and steady. We've got a couple of students we're going to talk to, and I think these will be our last students that we'll talk to, and then there's one more song. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Rachel Jakevich.
And what school do you go to?
Highcliff.
And what instrument do you play? And I'm curious what other things you like to do.
I play violin and I like to do cheer and soccer.
Excellent. And what do you like about playing violin?
I like how you can express yourself with playing the music.
Do you ever play and make up songs?
Yes.
And have you played them for other people, or do you just kind of mess around while you're practicing?
I just kind of mess around.
Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I would like to be a professional violinist.
Wonderful. You're on a good start. And boy, I saw Mrs. Craig get excited when you said that, too. What's your name?
My name's Ethan Leung.
And where do you go to school?
McIntyre Elementary School.
Well, it's nice to meet you. What instrument do you play?
The cello.
And I'm always curious about cello players. Was that your first instrument, or did you migrate to it from another instrument?
Well, I did play piano 5 years ago, and I still am, but cello is my school instrument that I play at school.
I see. And what else do you like to do?
I play this soccer and ski and go to New York in the summer.
Excellent. And have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
A surgeon.
Do you know any surgeons?
No.
No. How come? How come you'd like to be a surgeon, not how come you don't know any surgeons? How come you'd like to be a surgeon?
Because I want to save people's lives.
Oh, great. Good luck to both of you, and thank you for being here with us today. Mrs. Craig, is there anything else we should know? This will be our last chance to talk about the orchestras. I keep saying orchestras because there's four schools. It's one orchestra, but anything else we should know about the program?
This is, I think, the biggest our program has ever been, and I know if you were listening last year, there were 40 of us. This year there are 65, so it's gotten a lot bigger, and I always think, you know, the more the merrier. Our last song is actually a song that we haven't really practiced together. We played it once, just once.
I heard you playing it earlier today. That wasn't the first time, though.
That was the first time.
You're kidding. It sounded great.
Yeah, they're a good group of kids. They're all very hardworking, and this is next year. Mr. V, our high school and middle school teacher, will be their teacher. So this is the last year that I have them.
Well, I'm sure they're going to miss you a lot. They're all sixth graders, by the way, which is why I wasn't asking anybody their grade level or age as we were going. Are there any younger students?
There are a few fifth graders in the back row over here that have gone above and beyond, and they learned the sixth grade music on their own, and they were invited to go on the tour with us.
That's wonderful. Well, the North Hills 6th grade orchestra and 5th grade orchestra tour takes place, and the song you're going to finish up with is?
It's Clocks by Coldplay.
Here they are again. And thank you with our thanks for your being here today.